For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A program that helps cover the cost of replacing polluted wells is popular in Wisconsin, but officials say more permanent changes are needed. Mike Moan reports.
Running your kitchen faucet and suspecting the water is contaminated can be a scary thought. Tom Van Lowe and his wife live in a farming community in Marathon County. Their property is surrounded by cropland. Van Lowe says over time they had a buildup of nitrates in their well, with test results eventually showing excessive levels. County officials helped them apply for aid through the state well compensation grant program, which funded a reverse osmosis system. That was a lifesaver for the couple.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
Van Lowe says they likely wouldn't have been able to afford the roughly $12,000 cost, and they no longer have to stock up on bottled water. Agencies and assistance groups report waiting lists for these grants, saying eligibility is pretty restrictive. Chase Cummings of the Dunn County Environmental Services Department says that existing eligibility requirements for the well compensation program make it hard for people to clean up their drinking water.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well. And if you were to use the current well comp program eligibility, we would have one individual eligible.
That puts many other property owners in a bind because they don't qualify. Cummings says county governments are being more intentional about careful land use. That includes working with farmers to adopt conservation practices so that lower levels of nitrate find their way to surrounding water sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine over the area today. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and gusty northwest winds up around 30 at 35 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, mid-30s, and there will be some areas of frost. It's 60 at our studios.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Us in on Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop to learn everything you need to know about Wisconsin's great outdoors. Man, what a week. Once hunting season starts here in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, I am like, I'm just like a
Jack,
mushy
nonstop.
Puddle jacked 24/7. I can't speak correctly. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Raised in Wisco. We are all about the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin. And Danielle Fairman is sitting at my side as she was a few minutes ago in the goose blind. We're going to get to that just a minute. My name's Joel Clayfish. Today on the show, we've got Adam Andler, who's part of the Midwest Kayak Bass Club. I apologize if you think you heard that wrong, but you did not. Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
Yeah, that's a
like
thing.
Four different words that should not go together.
No, they should all go together.
You know
this year has been my year for kayak bass fishing. So this is,
oh my gosh.
We are tuning, we are reeling it back. You had a ha ha. I did the first
dad
joke.
You reel it in, Danielle.
We're reeling it back
reel
to bass fishing.
In.
And I know it was just a southern duck opener, which was absolutely fantastic. I got a duck. So
I have not shot. Oh no, I take that back. I got some ducks during the early teal season, but
yes,
I have not shot
there
a duck during the regular season. And Calvin Butenhoff filling in for our producer, Jess. Now, Calvin, no offense. I mean, you're great, and we used to have you in the past, but we love producer Jess. So we have high expectations for you today. I just want you to know that. This show has high expectations for the producer because Jess has really brought it to the next level.
Yeah, Jess is fantastic. I will do my best to live up to the quality that she says.
I'm sure you'll be great. Have you ever kayaked, Kelvin?
I have never kayaked.
I was just going to say, who has never kayaked? Well, you surprised me, Kelvin.
I'm going to tell the one experience I had with kayak. You know, I loathe kayaks, right?
Oh, yeah. Sideways.
I mean,
sideways,
no offense to you, Adam Andler.
Sideways bananas.
Adam
always.
Andler, who is Adam Sandler without the S. you even kind of look a little like Adam Sandler, if I'm going to be honest.
He's nodding his head yes. Well, is that a common thing?
When Adam Sandler, what movie was it? He had that kind of like that like shaded in pencil thin mustache going. Adam Andler's got that. You know, I say Adam Andler, and I think of Adam Sandler, but I also think of Adam Ant. You know who Adam Ant is?
I did get that when I worked at Ace Hardware. A few of the older employees did actually make
called
that
Adam
comment,
Ant.
Too. Yep.
He was like, that song, don't drink, don't smoke, what do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke, what do... You know what? You know what?
Nope, Calvin, I do not know that
producer
song at
Calvin,
all.
You're going to have to fire up some Adam Ant. What was that song? Sudden innuendo follow, must be something inside. What song was that? what song was that? You're going to know it once he plays it.
Probably.
Well, so Raised in Wisco, one of the cool things we do on the show is our weekly Wisco, which is our experience in the outdoors of Wisconsin. The problem with when it's hunting season, when hunting season starts, and now we've got goose, duck, deer, turkey, bear. What are you doing over
there? I'm pointing at my phone.
Can you focus on the show, please? Can you please focus on the show, Danielle?
I have notes in my phone.
Danielle,
I need my
the
phone.
Show happens here,
Joel.
Over here. You have notes. We've got, I named all the things that we can hunt in Wisconsin, and fishing is open. Bass fishing, game fishing, muskie.
Yep.
Northern. Now, we're going to talk about kayaks. I call them sideways bananas.
You are so excited about this, Joel.
Well, I have a recurring dream that I get trapped underwater in a kayak.
Wait, is this a kayak or is this a canoe?
A kayak.
An actual kayak.
The one with the hole in it.
So yes.
Canoes. I have my canoeing merit badge. I was a Boy Scout. A scout is trustworthy,
so
loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind,
kayak.
Obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I have a canoeing merit badge. I can canoe as good as the with the best of them. Kayaking is a whole other animal. And all I remember when I was a kid, and Adam, feel free to chip in here. I want to know. You're the expert. You're the resident expert on kayaking. You have a shirt that says Midwest Kayak Bass Club. So this is huge. those sideways bananas, man, they scare the heck out of me because you get yourself in a hole. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, there is a reason if you watch my Facebook and anything like that, if you watch the show, you see me like from chest up. And that's because
why?
My worst asset is this, my little ring around the collar of my belt, my muffin top. I mean, yes, it's bought and paid for, but I mean, look, okay, if you're watching Facebook, I have a little Wisconsin belly on me. I do.
All of us do.
I have
sir.
A dad bod.
We all do.
I have a dad bod.
Dad bods are in, it's all right.
And so I'm worried that I'm going to get in a kayak and I'm going to squish my middle section, my belly, into the hole. And then the kayak's going to flip and I'm going to be stuck and it'd be like.
You did.
Like, what's that sound? I would have to like pull myself
like
up.
Like a suction
boink,
cup in there?
Like yeah. The suction, like.
Okay.
That's the sound I'm like.
You're making it sound like they have not upgraded the kayak style since whenever this dream started. I have not been in a kayak with a hole in the middle since.
What do you mean?
Years.
Kayaks don't have
agreed.
Holes in the middle anymore?
No, they do
They've
not.
Come
what the hell do
so
they have?
So far, it's unbelievable. I mean, like the one I used, it's called the Old Town Sportsman Autopilot 136. It's basically a boat.
Okay.
It has.
God, are you Gen Z?
I am 1995.
So that's
95?
Right on the cusp.
Yep.
That's like the
29.
Cusp of Gen Z and millennial, right? Yeah.
Sure. Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you describe. You're telling me about a kayak, which is basically a planer board with a hole in it.
An old
you're
town
like,
pedal kayak.
It's the generation 2450 super pedal.
It is the
blanching.
Greatest thing ever. And now I don't even use an actual paddle. I use my foot paddles.
I don't even use that.
So it's like
that.
A pedal bike.
I just have the remote. I have the autopilot, so I do it all on the remote, and I can steer the trolling motor and everything.
And they're
it's just like being in the boat.
Sturdy.
Super sturdy. I stand up the whole time.
Calvin, are you buying any of this, buddy? I mean, for real. Are you buying that you can stand up in a kayak?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't believe it, except for the fact that I've seen videos on the internet, and it looks pretty slick.
Yeah? Are they camouflage?
They have a bunch of different color patterns. The new one this year is Fire Tiger, actually. Like the fishing lure. So.
Okay. Danielle, please don't ever do that again. I'm somewhere between blushing and the hair on my arm standing up from discomfort. I mean, okay, well, I'm going to say maybe.
Oh, well, bam. See, here's a pitch. Well,
maybe,
little bit of a picture.
This is radio, Danielle.
I know. I want to show the camera.
People can't see your pictures on radio.
If they
okay,
can,
it's a kayak where Danielle's pedaling the kayak. So yeah. I want to talk about, have you been in a kayak this last week? Either one of you?
No, not this last week.
No, I have not either.
Okay, but so let's do our weekly Wisco. My weekly Wisco was the duck season opener.
Oh, yes.
And I'm wearing my lanyard with calls on it because my weekly Wisco was actually hunting with Danielle. And I don't know if I should be excited about the fact that I got to hunt with you, Danielle, today or disappointing because it's the only hunt this year I've gone on where I got skunked.
You were not super positive about this field either. You said.
Well, I didn't.
So
I mean,
feel
it was
maybe
a traffic
you took me to
field,
a bogey field.
So, no. Why would I waste my time? I went out there. I set up all the decoys because you were at work and you had to show up after work. I set up all the decoys, dragged the stuff out there. I mean, it was hard, hot, sweaty. I wouldn't do that.
Nasty
if I didn't 80
think. Degree day.
So, Danielle and I, and just to be fair, there's two ways to hunt geese. You can traffic them, and that's go in an area where you think they're trafficking, or that term is meant from like there's traffic of geese around, or you can hunt an X, and the X means that's a place they're going, you know, fairly regularly. So you're hunting an X.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who aren't really into waterfowl hunting, that's kind of the two terms that are used, and. You know, Raised in Wisco is nothing if not an educational show. So we want to help you with that. And so I'm out there with Danielle and all of a sudden we kind of look and there's two geese coming.
Oh, yes.
And they're coming and they're like bent over like they're coming to
directly
to our spread.
Okay.
And here's the weird part. I get out there and I brought an entire case with me. I walked about a quarter mile with this case, which I thought were silhouettes. Turned out they were socks. A sock decoy,
yes.
For those who don't know, has a little head on it. And then it's basically like a balloon that the wind is supposed to keep inflated while you're hunting. Well, I think they're crap, to be honest with you. I don't like them at all, but I just walked a quarter mile with them and didn't have the other decoys. So I set up the sock decoy. So I'm sitting out there in what looks like, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like there's white and black balloons.
Yes, I could see that.
That's kind of
exactly
what it feels
like white and black
and
balloons.
And these two geese
though.
Are coming, and they're coming right toward our spread and basically see the socks, the sock decoys, and just beeline away from us. I mean, I thought my calling was all right. And they like look down, they're like, map, map, no way. Bleh, that looks
I'm
like,
out of here.
What are those balloons? Danger, Will Robinson. All of a sudden, they veer over to the side of the field and bang, they're shooting. They're shooting at the other side of the field. Some guy came into the corner of the field and set up. We didn't even realize it. And he's shooting
some silhouettes
like,
over there
toward us. I mean, to be fair, he was 320 yards away. But as we know, as practiced, you know, hunters and who are very concerned about safety, you do not
shoot
fire
the
in the direction of anybody. Mm-hmm. And BBs and pellets can certainly go 400 yards. Now, are they going to harm something at that distance? No, they're not. But it was a little taken aback when I heard the gunshots.
Yeah,
what did
I
you
was
think?
Absolutely.
What I thought they were closer. The gunshots were absolutely closer, but I'm still disappointed that he missed of them too.
He did miss the geese that were coming in.
And he also picked up afterwards. So maybe he thought the socks were real geese.
Maybe he thought the socks
he
were
set
geese
up afterwards.
I don't know. It was just one of those scenarios where I heard the gunshots and like all of a sudden I was like, holy cow, what's going on here? Now, the interesting thing is I waved the goose flag.
You did.
So that he would know we were there.
Okay.
Which again, just this is another example of why you have to be so careful when you're out there in the beginning of seasons. People are getting out there. So that, I mean, that's my weekly Wisco. And it, I mean, it was, but I have to say, Danielle, anytime I hunt with you is a great time.
Oh, we were definitely laughing and smiling a lot.
We solved the world's problems. I can't wait. We're going to talk to Adam Adler.
We did see a lot of geese, though.
We saw a lot of geese. They just didn't want to come to our field and they hated those socks. Adam Adler is going to talk to us about kayaking and fishing while he's doing it, which is kind of fascinating to me. Then we're going to get into kayaking and hunting. He works for Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store, which I love too. Special place in my heart. And we got fish tacos
yes,
for the recipe
we
of the week.
Do.
It's going to be awesome.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear. In the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, early voting and absentee ballot voting is available now. Make sure your voice is heard. You know, you hear a lot of different opinions and philosophies on Civic Media on your 13 stations throughout Wisconsin. Make sure that you make an informed decision when it comes to your vote. Get involved, get your ballot, and vote. If you like what we're talking about, make sure those you're going to elect believe the same things you do to great enjoy the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Adams. Now, see, if you just do a soft S in there, it does sound like Adam Sandler. Adam Andler not only works for one of the greatest outdoor stores in the Midwest, Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store, and the Sherper family has been so kind to me for so many years. I have to tell you, Rob Sherper, this is a true story. He must have been like 10 or 11 years old. I lived on Okauchee Lake at the time. It's the middle of winter. I see this little figurine walking across the ice.
Yes.
And it knocks on my back door at my house. And he's like, can Mr. Clayfish go fishing? And it was a 10 or 11-year-old Rob Sherper.
Aww.
And my wife's like, Joel, there is a miniature person here asking you to go fishing. And I was like, Heck yeah, man. And Rob Sherper and I became friends, fast friends, and we've been friends ever since. And Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store is your one-stop shop, like this show is, to get everything you need for the great outdoors. Adam Andler is with us. Danielle.
Joel.
So my weekly Wisco was hunting with you today.
Today,
and it was the
right
only
before
first,
show.
The first hunt I've had since the goose season opened that we got skunked. But we did have some action. We did have some geese.
We saw quite a few geese.
Well, it's a huge highway. The north side of Oconomowoc is a huge flyway. Had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
What's your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco is duck hunting. I went out with Josh.
Right.
We were going to...
Now, who's Josh? Who's this Josh you speak of?
If you guys have been listening before, Josh is my boyfriend.
Josh is Danielle's boyfriend. Josh is you're robbing the cradle. He's like 10 years younger than you, though, right?
Younger? Sure.
Oh, that's right. He's 10 years older than you.
Yep, it's great. It's fantastic. So I'm loving every minute of it.
Well, I just love the fact that you've got a friend and partner who you love to go hunting with and share hunting with.
It's really exciting because he is not much of a waterfowl hunter. He is more of a whitetail and predator hunter. So we went out there out to public land in the Dousman area, and the spot where we're going was littered with people, just completely littered. You can look out there and you see them standing. So let's just try a different spot right away. And we went out to a different spot, and there was only one other vehicle there, and they flushed the birds towards us, and we were able to shoot. But this was the first time Josh saw Bandit, my dog, retrieve a duck completely blind. He had no idea where the bird dropped, and he said it was the greatest thing watching
That's
a dog
awesome.
Work. He has not hunted with a dog.
That is so
So that was his first
fun.
Time, and it was all for Bandit for me. And
very cool.
Just getting out there
I
and
think
finally shooting
work
a duck
is just as exciting as actually killing something
and
yourself.
The one thing that gets me with Bandit is his teeth chatter. Every time he hears the gunshot, he's like, and he starts chattering, just shaking nonstop. Like he's
because he's so excited.
Yes, yep. It's oh,
people think
such
a lot
a
of times they have the misconception that dogs are nervous when they're shaking or they're uncomfortable. That shaking is actual just excitement
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
people don't realize dogs are hunters. Cats are hunters. Dogs are hunters. They are predators in the wild, and mm-hmm. that is still in their blood. That is mm-hmm. part of their genetic makeup. And when they get to go do it, they love it. They absolutely love it.
And, I haven't hunted with him since last season. So.
You've killed a wood duck. You killed a wood duck, and you killed a couple mallards,
yep,
correct?
Correct.
Heck
Very
yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It was a great breakfast.
I have yet to kill a mallard or a wood duck this season. I've really got the number on the geese. I've had the number of the geese this year, though. I've had
an unbelievable season.
Adam Andler, do you hunt, Adam?
I do not.
You don't? Well, we're going to have to get
you started
in hunting.
He has a couple picture of ducks right here, though.
And I know. We're going to get to that, too.
And I'm very excited.
Adam's an award-winning photographer in addition to running the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club. What the heck is that about? What's that about? I mean, I can guess. It's got to have to do with kayaking and fishing.
So I actually do not run it. I can't take the credit for that. Jacob Ruff, he is the one in charge of it. I'm just along for the ride. And
I actually met Jacob Ruffy at a gas station in Dousman.
He's a really good
guy. Josh kind of sort of works with him. So Josh was working at Fairhaven in
Josh
Whitewater.
Josh is Danielle's boyfriend, for those of you who are not following. So for all the texts I constantly get asking, is Danielle single? I'm just going to go right out there and say it right now.
I am not
Danielle
single.
Danielle is not single.
We moved
anymore.
To the next stage. I'm moving in.
Okay.
I moved in.
Now we're talking.
I don't want to talk about that topic because you and I disagree on that one. We disagree.
Do.
That's okay.
Okay, back to the kayak.
Now let's talk about the Midwest kayaking, the Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
So it's been around for 10 years, actually. I just got on board with it this year. I fished one tournament last year for them. And then this year, Jake, he came to me. He wanted Sherpers to sponsor it. And of course, with working at Sherpers, I came to Nate and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? If you sponsor it, I will, fish all the events. I will show up. I will be there to help support and run it.
Twist your arm so a little bit,
yeah,
right?
That
sounds
exactly.
horrible.
Is this just this tournament is you have to do it in a kayak?
Yes.
Yep, you have to do it in a kayak, and it's grown. I mean, it's become huge over
like,
the past few years.
Like, how
many?
Where does it go? How many people are in it?
It depends. I mean, they're all in Wisconsin. All the tournaments are in the state of Wisconsin. We actually have quite a few members from Illinois. We have a couple guys from Iowa, so it does expand
you have
to the Midwest.
From Illinois.
Yep.
Your face says it all, Joel.
Well, I hope they have to pay extra when they come here and fish. Do they have to pay extra?
No.
No, but
not.
They are contributing to the great state of Wisconsin, travel
that's
Wisconsin,
true.
And
yep.
our tourism industry, so that's good. I say it in jest. You know, if the Packers are out of it, I actually root for the Bears, the oldest two teams in football. So this is how many people belong to the Midwest Kayak Bass Club?
So usually for each tournament, I mean, this past year was great. We averaged about 50 a tournament.
Holy
wow.
cow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the Catch and Release Bass Club, but which is out of just boats.
Okay.
There's usually only about 20 boats, and we go to, I'm going to say, like 15 different lakes a season.
Gotcha.
Is that the same for kayak fishing?
So we had 6 events last year, and it's going to grow up to probably 7 this year.
Nice. So.
Wow. That sounds awesome. Well, I'm interested to hear about that, and I want to hear. Adam Andler's going to tell us about these award-winning photographs he's taken. And I want to hear more about this kayak. I'm actually getting interested in if I can run a kayak with a remote control.
Do I just sit there and go?
Do I actually have to be in the kayak?
Actually, no.
No.
Technically not.
Is there a way to fish from shore while the kayak just goes on?
I guess you control that. That's going to be exciting.
And I can't wait to talk about our recipe on Raised in Wisco.
Let's go.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief, Milton has formed into a Category 1 hurricane and may hit Florida by midweek. Mike Brennan is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
We are seeing, unfortunately, a very busy later part of the hurricane season, as we fear.
Does the U.S. have any sway with Israel's prime minister? That question was put to Vice President Harris for a 60 Minutes primetime special that will air tomorrow night.
The work that we do diplomatically with the leadership of Israel is an ongoing pursuit around making clear our principles.
Former President Trump decided not to participate. 600 employees of 2 Hilton hotels in Boston have walked off the job. Carlos Aramayo is the president of the union local.
Housekeepers, servers, dishwashers, cooks, front desk agents, and they walked out on strike. They're actually joining thousands of other hotel workers.
Hotel employees are also on strike in Honolulu, San Diego, and San Francisco. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Pack looks to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the LA Rams this afternoon. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Romeo Doubs, who is suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love will make his second start since spraining his MCL in the season opener. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM on the Civic Media Network. Other NFL games today include the Vikings and Jets in London and the Bears Buccaneers taking on the Falcons. In college football, the Badgers beat Purdue 52-6 yesterday. Wisconsin piled up 589 yards of offense, and Braden Locke became the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game in 9 years. The Badgers will play at Rutgers this Saturday. And now that training camp is done, the Milwaukee Bucks will begin preseason play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine over the area today. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and gusty northwest winds up around 30 at 35 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, mid-30s, and there will be some areas of frost. Right now, it's 58.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop in the great state of Wisconsin on all your Civic Media stations, Saturdays at 11 o'clock. I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman. Adam Andler is here with us from the Midwest Kayak Bass Club. This show is so fascinating to me because I love Wisconsin. I love the great outdoors.
You do.
And we have all of these wackadoos. I mean,
wackadoos.
All of these awesome people who come in and explain things. You know, when you are as involved in the outdoors as we are, Danielle, you think you've heard it all, and you absolutely have not.
Have not.
You have not heard it all. And now today, I'm taking a step forward. I'm coming out today and saying that I may consider stepping foot in a kayak.
Oh,
all right.
Really? I really think you need to.
Kelvin, I may need some moron support to do this. Kelvin, I'm thinking of actually kayaking. Is that something you'd think that maybe you'd try? And I have to say, we have all I'm going to say is Jess, our producer, our beloved producer, who we love, who has the week off this week. She is going to try turkey hunting with us this year. So I think maybe the thing that you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, so I'm going to ask you on the radio
with
thousands
of
people listening, would you be willing to try getting in a kayak? Would you do that with us? Because I'm going to.
Yeah, I would try it 100%. Two summers ago, my dad and I had a boat and did some fishing, so I got some poles sitting in the garage.
Heck just yes, Calvin.
Calvin. Calvin's going to try Midwest Kayak Bass. That's a mouthful. Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin is going to try it. I'm going to try it. We're going to report to you guys. We've got a lot of really exciting firsts that we're working on right now. I've got the air gun, the air shotgun that we're going to try killing a turkey with.
What's my new first?
What do you mean, what's your new first? You're the one who did noodling and kayaking.
That was years ago.
You've done tons of firsts before me, Danny. I don't know. Find a first, I guess. What are you yelling at me about? The world's your oyster, Danielle.
It is. It is. I think my new first is going to be buying a camera.
Okay.
Because Adam has inspired me because I was creeping him on Facebook. That's I asked him. I see you work at Sherbert's.
That's the term the kids use. I just want to be clear. Creeping someone on Facebook does
it is not
my
a
generation.
Bad thing.
If you use the word creep, creepy, or creeping, there's not many things you can say worse about somebody than they're creepy, they're creeping, they're a creep, and then you guys use this term just, like it's just, you know,
just a regular
conversation.
Yes.
Calvin, you're a Gen Zer, right?
Yep.
So if someone says, I was creeping your Facebook, does that mean they're creepy or they're doing something creepy?
Well, I mean, I guess it's sort of creepy, but I guess if you don't have any, like, it seems like Adam had some great wildlife pictures, so if in that case, I don't think it's creepy.
Okay, well, okay. How it all
Danielle,
started
I don't
was...
think Danielle can be, I don't think Danielle is capable of creepiness under any circumstance,
not
so when she says I'm, but I have to be careful, because a lot of these words, you hear them, and then my generation doesn't exactly know what they mean. So, like, I will use a word, and my daughters will look at me like, Dad, don't ever say that again, because that is not what it means.
No.
So, like, I started using chuggy all over the place, just, and I want to be clear, why are you laughing, Calvin? Calvin, why are you laughing?
It's just very specific.
What does chuggy mean? Chuggy means, like, gross or bad, right?
I guess.
Uncomfortable.
So, yeah.
Weird.
It's one of those words that I don't actually know, like, an actual definition.
Look up Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary, this baby.
And then skibbity. That's another
skibbity
one that the kids are using.
That one's, like, the young kids. That's, the like,
young
middle
kids.
Schoolers these days.
Sus. That's another one.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Adam.
Chuggy is defined as the opposite of trendy.
Oh. So, like, out of fashion, out of touch.
Yes.
Not in vogue.
That's chippy.
That was a term we used in the 90s. That's so in vogue.
So back to his Facebook profile.
Yeah, so you're creeping on.
I don't know the word to use.
Creeping.
So creepy.
So his profile picture is an ice fishing picture, correct? In your clam ice fishing team.
Yep.
So that's another thing he is part of. So he is a big ice fisherman, which I know you want to get out there so bad right now, Joe.
I love ice fishing. I love it. Because it's cold and not hot.
Coming soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Not too soon. Let's not get it here too soon.
Pump the brakes.
Adam, you got a great personality. You do. You're kind of a radio dude.
I actually, one of my dreams when I was very young was to be a radio DJ. I've always thought I've had a good voice for it. Like, people would hear it
you
and
do
instantly
have a distinctive
recognize
voice.
That it's me.
Okay, Danielle, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Adam's just chiming in here, and he's pretty funny.
And
so.
It's always great when guests
he
chime
was
in.
Singing.
So please, just completely
chuggy
chime in.
Doogie
oh, my God.
I'm going fishing, chuggy doogie doo. What
the pictures,
were the seasons?
These pictures that you have, I was looking and it says that you were at the Walworth County Fair. It was your first entry of Walworth County Fair for multiple different divisions, correct?
That is correct.
So why did you start doing that and why did you go to I would not think fair when I started taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. Why fair? Where did that come from?
My girlfriend, Beth, she actually lives near Delavan, or grew up near Delavan, I should say. She lives in Milwaukee now.
but her family is from Delavan and they love the Walworth County Fair. They've been going for years, and I went with her last year, and I went into one of the big buildings and they just had hundreds of these photos, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was thinking to myself, like, wow, I could really do well here. You know, seeing some of the quality of the photos, I mean, obviously there are some great entries and everything, but I thought to myself, like, wow, this would be a great opportunity to see if I actually am talented and could win, potentially. So I thought I would try it this year, and lo and behold, I did.
See, my struggle with is I love taking pictures as well, but as you and I were talking before the show, I like taking pictures on my phone, because phones have great quality pictures. Yep. And you can zoom. We were, Joel Clayfish and I were zooming, figuring out who was hunting in the corner and where they were setting up, and my phone zoomed in a lot farther than his, the difference between Android and iPhones. But then, like, the pictures we were taking, the sunset, Joel got some gorgeous pictures of the sunset.
Okay.
But then you relay that to a camera. How did you How did you figure out what camera to purchase?
So
this is brand new to you, right?
Yeah, this is totally new. It was actually a present to myself this past year for my birthday. I've always wanted one, and like I said to you earlier, the quality on the phone just never could do it justice, and I wanted that crispness and to be able to get a really nice shot. And it actually started this winter with the bad ice season.
Horrible ice season. Went out twice.
Yeah, it was rough for a lot of us, but I started taking up the photography, going downtown Milwaukee to the McKinley Marina and seeing all the waterfall down there, and became like super interested in all the different birds, the golden eyes and the megansers and everything that was down there. And I was trying to get as close as I could, like sneaking in the grass to get as close as I possibly could with my phone to get these pictures. And it just never did it justice. So I'm like, you know what, this year I'm going to buy a camera. And I went to Arts on 76th Street and I bought a used Nikon, and I've been in love with it ever since.
You still have the same one?
Yep.
And those, the Nikon's the one you took all these award-winning pictures with?
Yes.
And this is the, you have blue wing teals?
Yep.
And that was the
big winner.
That was the big winner. You had different categories. It was, I don't remember what I creeped on your profile about, but
there, I actually submitted 10 photos, but I really wanted to do the birds and the wild animals. Those were the two I had by far the most pictures of, but you're only allowed one entry. So it was very hard to limit it down, because I have so many different birds, from eagles to turkeys to all the different ducks, geese, sandhill cranes, blue herons. I mean, anything and everything. I got it already this first year. And nice. I mean, we can only go up from here. But for the first year ever doing this, I was very impressed.
Yeah, I think what this show shows, I mean, I think we have the opportunity here on Raised in Wisco. You know, we're broadcast throughout the state on 13 stations on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. We have the opportunity to take somebody who's not really into the outdoors and show them that the sky is the limit. And here's another example. I can't even, in my brain, my brain's giant and it's all over the joint, and I can't even fathom all of the different things you can do outside in Wisconsin. And something, I mean, for me, I love hunting, fishing, I love camping, cooking, but I never thought of like sitting with a camera and trying to capture just these award-winning, stunningly beautiful photos. And here's a guy who's won a contest and he's a guest on the show.
The first time he's ever entered.
And if we do anything on the show, we want to give you as listeners an idea of something that might sound fantastic to you to get out into the outdoors and do. And what a cool thing. I mean, you're relatively new to this, Adam.
Seriously. I mean, it's only been a couple months doing it.
And it's, what a beautiful picture, and so sharp those photographs are. So if you're maybe not the biggest outdoor enthusiast, and you have a camera and you've taken some beautiful pictures, give yourself a shot. Get out there and do this, because these photos are just absolutely glorious. I mean, that snake, he's got a snake photo. And I have an odd relationship with snakes.
Do you? Oh boy.
I do. Well, I had.
Why is it odd?
Well, I've been a snake owner. I've been a snake owner for about 15 years in my life. A lot of people don't know this. I don't currently own a snake, but I've owned snakes. It started in college when my fraternity brothers bought me a snake and named it Brahmin. And, which is odd because I ate a lot of ramen
that's
in college.
That's exactly what I
that's
thought
not
of.
The snake's name wasn't Ramen. It was Brahmin. It was a ball python. And I had snakes since then. And I actually, when Becky and I first got married, we had a snake in our house.
I used to have a snake too.
Yeah.
It was,
did you?
What kind? It was a 6-foot red-tailed boa.
Red-tailed boa constrictor.
Yes.
Those are a little,
it was,
they're picky eaters, aren't they?
I never fed it. I was still, I was a teenager.
So
I would hold it.
Did it starve to death?
Well, I was living with my parents, of
course.
Oh,
your parents fed it. Okay.
Yes.
To be clear, Danielle didn't buy a snake and then just not
let
feed it.
Let it sit there. No, I never fed it because I always felt bad because you could hear the animal, yeah, the whole process. And but I would always hold it and walk around with it. So
yeah, no, that is cool. That is neat. So Adam's got these photographs. So my question to you, Adam, is when you're out there in the outdoors, you're taking a lot of these photographs that I'm seeing you take are photographs of wild animals. Oh, gosh, look at those beautiful. Look at that beautiful redhead. That's unbelievable. Or is that a bluebill?
Redhead.
It's a redhead. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful picture of a duck. Now, here's my question. Every picture you've shown me, with the exception of the gosling, and the snake, I guess. These are game animals to hunt, waterfowl.
Yep.
Has this shooting with a camera gotten you to think maybe I ought to try hunting? Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
My
wow.
good friend PJ actually is a huge waterfowl hunter, and obviously Rob as well, but them two kind of fueled the fire to specifically shoot waterfowl because they always were talking to me about it. And honestly, for most of my life, I just assumed a duck was a duck. And until I saw them through the camera, you had no idea how many different kinds there are.
It
it's truly amazing.
Blows my mind. That is such a great point to make. Everybody around the state who's not interested in waterfowl at all, or not interested in shooting photos or hunting waterfowl, thinks of a duck as a mallard, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, mallards. Yeah, I've seen mallards. I see mallards. There are the most glorious. We get all the ducks here in Wisconsin, almost all of them we get here in Wisconsin. We've got mallards, which are the green-headed ones mm-hmm. that people think of when they think of a duck.
Yep.
We've got buffleheads, mergansers,
pintails.
Teal, pintails, widgeon. We even get the sea ducks here, the scoters, the long tails.
Old
squaw, canvasbacks. I mean,
gorgeous.
And if you see these ducks up close, it will blow your mind.
Buffleheads.
Wood ducks are absolutely glorious. Buffleheads are gorgeous. He's got a picture of a bufflehead in there.
There's a bluebill.
Look at that. Nonstop photos over and over.
Oh my gosh, they're absolutely beautiful. And fish tacos. I'm so hungry, Danielle.
Me too.
What is wrong with me? Food is my favorite dish. I can't wait to talk about fish tacos. Adam Andler's going to wrap us up too on how to get involved with the Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
All right.
This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ever go wrong with Dolly Parton? That's what I would like
Never.
To know. That woman is an absolute icon. I mean, just her entire life, what an example of a human being she is. So fantastic. We should have her as a guest on Raised in Wisco.
We absolutely should.
That'd be wonderful. I mean, she's kind of like an idol of my daughter, Ella Rose. She sings Dolly Parton songs all the time. Folks, thank you so much for joining us on Raised in Wisco. You can hear us on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, 13 of them, Saturdays at 11 a.m. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman next to me. Adam Andler from the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club are here. Our job is to be your tour guide through the outdoors of Wisconsin. Our job is to find that niche that's going to interest you in becoming a part of Wisconsin's greatest asset, the outdoors. You know, we've got a fantastic tourism industry here in Wisconsin. We love to share it. I know one thing that Danielle and I share in common is that we burst at the seams. We get so excited to get new people involved in the outdoors of Wisconsin. And
Absolutely.
The reason we get so excited about that is we want them to experience the joy we get when we go into the outdoors and take what we get in the outdoors, whether it's foraged mushrooms, asparagus on the side of the road, sumac to make sumac tea, wild animals, the most organic type of eating you can have, fishing, you know, whatever you take from the field to the table at the end of the day is, you know, sustenance. And we can get our sustenance in Wisconsin literally from the outdoors all months of the year, which is
Seriously.
So exciting. I want to talk about, you know, Adam Andler from the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club. Before we get to our recipe, how do you get involved if you want to take your sideways banana and raise it to the next level and enter bass fishing tournaments? How do you do it?
Well, the Midwest Kayak Bass Club has a Facebook page, and you can contact Jacob Ruff as well to get involved. All the tournaments are virtual, so all you need is a phone. You take a picture of the fish on the bump board. You submit it to an app called TourneyX. The fish goes right back in the water. There's no lugging them around in the live well. It's so much better for the fish. They get to go right back.
It takes a little faith in humanity, though. It takes a little trust to do that, doesn't it?
And yes. And for everyone listening that do not know what a bump board is, I'm going to say like a 3-foot-long ruler with it's bent up. So you put the nose of the fish right to the front of the bump where it comes out, and then you measure it from that way.
Yep.
And you have to have certain types of one for these clubs, correct?
Yeah.
One that they provide it for you? Or do you have to go out and buy it?
Usually you just need one from the brand Catch Products. That's the one that you have to use for these tournaments.
Because that's the certified bump board.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're fairly cheap. I mean, $30-$40 bucks.
And let me guess, I bet you can get them at Sherpers.
You certainly can.
Adam Adler works at Sherpers. Little shameless plug on his part there. That's all right.
What I was thinking about where I bought my kayak was from Sherpers, because they had a kayak day where you can go out there and test all of the kayaks, Joel Clayfish, so you can go out there and do that.
The demo days.
Demo days.
Yeah.
In a kayak.
Not demolition days. Demonstration,
yeah. Not demolition.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I will have to get over the little bit of fear that I have over the recurring dream of being suction cup stuck inside of a kayak.
That's such a weird dream.
Because I'm not afraid to swim. I'm a good swimmer. I was a lifeguard at Horeb Pool in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Oh, I used to swim in Horeb.
I was a lifeguard there probably when you were swimming there, Danielle. I mean, you're much younger than me, but you may have been swimming as a little kid.
The people falling off the diving board?
Yes.
That was me.
Well, I had...
Because I could not do it.
I had two rescues in my career at Horeb Pool, and they were both from kids who went off the diving board and couldn't swim after they do it. I think they think they can stand in the water.
I've been rescued once, and that was when I was in the Virgin Islands on St. Thomas, and the current just took me out, and I actually...
What?
I can't swim.
Why on earth would you be in the ocean if you cannot swim?
Because I
Why do you
I
go kayaking if you can't swim?
Because if you live with your fears, you got to overcome them. If you
okay,
keep doing
overcoming
that,
fears is one thing, but you don't do something you can't. That's like, oh, I'm going to overcome my fears and pilot
no,
a plane. I don't know how, but I'm overcoming a fear.
Yeah, we're going to
pilot
it.
A plane. Let's
just
do it, baby.
Walking past.
Calvin's grabbing his head. Calvin.
I may have been
why
a little
are you
drunk,
Calvin?
But
oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm all for tackling your fears, but you think you'd learn how to swim before
okay,
you
and
tackle,
then
tackle
you,
the fear of swimming.
You can float out there, and it's very easy to float out there. So
well,
I was
obviously
like,
not
I
easy
was
enough
floating.
If you had to be saved.
I was floating, and then all next thing I know, I turn around, and I'm very far away.
Just like
and
a
I'm
bobber.
Just like, hello, oh, I need
no way.
Help.
Goodness.
And some people from Sapphire Beach Bar came out.
Were you scared?
I mean, for a little bit, but...
Danielle.
Hey, it happened. Look, I am alive. It's
this
totally
is also,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. You young kids, you don't know. Oh, gosh, you take risks. I'm not saying don't take risks in life. I alligator hunt, okay? Obviously, I take risks. But take you know, measured risks, I guess.
Hey. It happens.
Let's not do that again without a life jacket on, okay, Danielle? If
I did it again, and I swam back. I had people
well,
around me.
Well, then you
me.
Can swim.
Well, ish. I swam for like
okay, when it
I
comes
swam
to
for
things
like
three swimming,
seconds, and then I stopped,
parachuting,
and then I swam again.
Flying a plane, there should be no ish next to it. It should, oh, goodness sakes. What? Tell me about these fish tacos. We got to get to the
tacos.
Food because I need to hear about the food because
so
that's what our show is about.
These fish tacos... I made when I actually went bass fishing and I tried bass for not really my first time, but first time for making it for myself.
Okay.
So the key was the sauce. So for the sauce, you would mix together mayo, sour cream, lime juice.
Ooh.
Sriracha.
Okay. I'm
garlic
so
powder.
Far. Excellent.
Smoked paprika and salt. Mix it all together.
I love to smoke paprika. It's just really hard to light. There's my dad joke for the week, Calvin.
That
you know,
nice
I wish
one.
Calvin's mic was on the whole time because we could hear him laughing in there. He does laugh at my jokes, which I appreciate.
He does. And now for the
well, that,
for the
make
oh,
it
fish
quick.
Batter, you could do the beer batter or just put it in the oven for baked.
That
whatever.
Sounds amazing.
We'll use that.
Love that sauce. Adam Andler, Midwest Kayak and Bass Club, thank you so much for joining us. Folks, if you want to try it, I would encourage you to do so. I would not encourage you to do what Danielle did and go swimming if you don't know how to swim.
You have to keep trying.
We love you listening on all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. This is Raised in Wisco, Saturdays at 11 a.m. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. See you.
Of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. For the second time in less than 2 weeks, a major hurricane is threatening Florida. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
By the time we get